first time I looked your way, you gave me the slightest nod, as if to say hello to a fellow people watcher. It took me a while to realize that you never looked away, though. And with each successive glance in your direction, I was rewarded with something new. A playful smirk, the briefest bite of your lower lip. Before long, I found myself unable to look away, too. Once I felt my face begin to flush, you started slowly licking your lips, and I realized I was doing the same. I'm not even sure who actually started it first, but that's when I became acutely aware of the fact that I wasn't wearing panties. You have no idea of the struggle sometimes to find a pair that will fit properly under your clothes without showing. At one point, I actually saw you gasp. My breath started to get a little more shallow, and the redness crept down onto my chest. That's when you reached out with your hand, ever so slowly, smoothed your tie down your chest. Such an innocent gesture to the casual bystander, but all I could do was think about it being my hand, inching its way down to your waistband, undoing your pants, so I could touch you. It was about then that my friend noticed that I was not quite myself, and asked if I was feeling okay. I made some sort of feeble excuse about feeling a bit lightheaded, blaming it on not eating dinner before we left. Excuse myself to head to the ladies' room. When I stepped out into the lobby, into the cold air, I felt goosebumps run all up and down my arms. I stood there for a moment, deciding what I should do, knowing that intermission was beginning in any minute. I decided I was going to head to the bar and ask for a glass of water. When I turned around, there you were. That same smirk on your face. Except now I could see your eyes. See the hunger in them. I knew that they were only mirroring. You could surely see in my eyes. That's when I knew what I really wanted, what I needed. I needed you in my mouth. So I turned the other direction and headed towards the ladies' room. Without even looking, I knew you were right behind me. Just as we were getting there, though, I could hear the applause, and I knew it was intermission time, and the restroom was no longer an option. Luckily for us, though, I volunteered here one summer, helped with the restoration of the interior, and I knew about the access panel under the stairs leading up to the upper balcony. Partial storage area, partial entryway to the corridor that runs the perimeter of the theater. It's how you gain access to the ladders to climb up into the dome and change the lights in the chandelier. I slid the panel open and we quickly slipped inside, sliding the door shut, just as the hum of the crowd began to fill the lobby. Everyone spilling out to head to the bar or the restroom, which is just on the other side of the wall. Immediately I went for your zipper. I knew what I needed to do before I had a chance to get down on my knees. You made it clear that you had other plans. You slammed me up against the wall, fell to your knees, and shoved my skirt around my waist. The advantage of not wearing panties is that you immediately had your mouth on me. You were sucking on my clit, flicking it with your tongue. I was already so wet it didn't take long before you were able to put both your fingers up inside my gut. Went in and out, massaging my G-spot. Oh, your tongue just going in circles. Oh, sounds really good. I didn't want you to stop. I wanted you to hurry up. Oh, I didn't want to get caught. I knew I had to be quiet, but I was having such a hard time. Oh, and I had to cover my mouth with my hand. My legs felt like they were about to buckle. Before I had a chance to think, you stood up, grabbed my ass, and lifted me up, putting my legs around you. Oh! And then you slammed me so fucking hard. So I could do it. Oh. The sounds of the crowd outside began to get quieter, and I knew the intermission was about to end and our time was up. And even though much has happened, it was so fucking amazing, I still didn't get what I wanted. So before you zipped your pants back up, I leaned over quickly so I could clean you off. I will never forget this night. I will never forget you. And I don't even know your name.